Brexit, what's the big idea on what you want going into these negotiations in the executive? Doesn't seem to be much clarity on that.
Well, I'm very clear on that one, Seamus. We should remain. I don't know if that's a small idea, a big idea, or an inspired idea, but anything else is a crazy idea.
But it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. Let's not decide the outcome of negotiations or the process before it starts. If anyone has a big idea here of how it makes economic sense to exit, I certainly will return at 4 o'clock, even at 4 o'clock, to hear that on a Friday. I think that the big idea is that we need to continue to put the case that to leave is a calamity, that we didn't vote to leave, we voted to remain, that the better interests of our people from all sections, all communities, is better served by remaining. And that is, I think, how we need to approach the negotiations now.
But that's the status quo, and the status quo is not really on offer, is it? I mean, won't people be much more concerned that so far they haven't heard from the executive, for example, how precisely they're going to be arranging in future for people from other from continental countries to come here to work? A lot of our industries, food processing, depend hugely on largely unskilled or less skilled labour. So if those industries are to prosper in future and those workers are to come here, under what circumstances will they come here? And so far, there's nothing coming out of the executive, for example, on that particular issue. There's no big idea on that.
Well, I think remains a fairly big idea. And to concede anything else, Seamus, on, I don't know what date this is, but some date in August, the vote was June the 23rd. But I am not conceding, not one iota, not one inch, not one moment that we voted.
Not an inch.
Not an inch, indeed. In fact,
where have we heard that before?
We voted to remain, and that's my stance now. The interesting in negotiations is this magical government that you're going to have DUP and Sinn Féin together, and we'll see how that circles square. But I did see a letter this week to Theresa May, which is very firm. But here's a more interesting point for me. Thus far, there has been no fulfilling of the commitment that the executive would have a place in negotiations, because as Colin Sullivan, who I mentioned, is in charge of our EU monies in the Department of Finance. This week and last week in London, they were making decisions on how they would proceed with the peace monies and Interreg monies and the Horizon 2020 monies. Those decisions are being made as we speak. In fact, we're expecting a letter today.
In Brussels.
Brussels and Biarsh, as they say, are being made in London. And there has been no effort at all, not a phone call, not a letter, not an email to say to us, what do you think we should do with the peace money and the Interreg money? Not a word. And we do expect that letter today. So the promise of Theresa May and the homily she gave outside number 10, the commitment that she said that, you know, we want all work together and want to assist everyone's interest, that has not been fulfilled. So
Did you really expect it to be fulfilled?
Well, I always certainly give someone about at least a week before I fall out with them. And Theresa May, a month ago, she said that, you know, it was going to be a fresh start. And we love that word, fresh start, here. But that is going to be a big issue, because for me, I do believe that if Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness are front and centre, are at the table, it will make a difference. But this, what is happening at the minute, is giving the lie to that. So we'll see how that goes. We get this letter today. But it's not something we should accept, that after saying one thing publicly, in fact, what they are doing is they are negotiating, if you wish, on our behalf and making crucial decisions, because, I mean, NICFA know the importance of the peace money for victims and survivors and other groups, and the Interreg money in terms of building the economy. Before we talk about the cap and the farmers, so I think we're going to have to fight hard.
Well, just remind us, what's to be in this letter?
Well, the letter will say how the British government will proceed in terms of Interreg money, peace money and farm payments between now and 2020. So there's about 3.5 billion, I think.
Whether they will substitute for the EU funding.
Yeah, and that's the decision which we believe they have made their, we believe they've made their decision on that. We believe it won't be favourable to us, and we believe they will then announce that by fate to us.
That is what you're saying to us this morning on that is very, very important and could be very significant for a lot of organizations and bodies here.
Absolutely. It's closer to 1.5 billion. There's about a billion in the farms.
And you're suggesting that you don't expect the British government to substitute for the EU funding.
I think they won't go far enough. Yeah, that's our feeling. That
does that put jobs at risk?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, we made a pledge. The Executive and the Irish government made a pledge together that myself and Pascal Donoghue, the relevant minister in the south, would be the point people and talk to Brussels about how the funding would be safeguarded, maximised, and protected between now and 2020. And we think that the British government's about to make a decision which will leave in peril much of the certainly if you look at peace, leaving aside foreign payments, if you look at peace and Interreg, there's 500 million due between now and 2020. We don't believe they will underwrite all of that, and we don't believe they'll underwrite half of it. Foreign payments, we believe, will be different, but they'll probably fall off a cliff at 2020. So that's.
And is there any way the executive can substitute for that money?
No.
From the grant?
No.
So what sort of future are we facing?
Well, I think we need to go back to where we started this particular conversation, that we need to say that we voted to remain, that it's unacceptable that the British government could say that the money from Europe, peace money and Interreg money, should be put in peril. If they want to lose their own peace monies for England and Wales, I think that's their prerogative. That's what they voted for. But in terms of ourselves, and I'm not going to speak for the Scots, but in terms of ourselves, we should not be denied any of the peace and Interreg money which we're entitled to between now and 2020.